Questions 4. Family occasions. Birthdays. Name days. Weddings. Anniversaries. Christmas. Easter. Public holidays.
Model answers 4.
1. What family occasions do you celebrate?
We celebrate birthdays, name days, or saints' days, wedding anniversaries, and Mother's Day. Unfortunately, we don't observe Father's Day. 2. Do the English celebrate name days?
No, they don't. But birthdays are all the more important to them. On that day, they invite their friends and relatives over and give a big party. 3. How do you celebrate birthdays?
A. My wife and I observe our children's birthdays more than our own. She usually prepares a chocolate layer cake with as many candles on it as the child's age. If the weather is nice, we have a little garden party to which we invite some of the children's friends. We take the chairs and the tables out and put the pre-prepared snacks, sandwiches, and drinks on them. I can also provide some music by hanging the amplifiers up in the two corners of the balcony. On that day, the children got a lot of cards from other friends and relatives wishing many happy returns of the day.
B. I always buy a present, however small, for my mother's or father's birthday. Sometimes I make the present myself, as I like embroidering and knitting. Usually, on that day, some relatives come by in the afternoon and wish him or her a happy birthday. My mother loves baking, so she usually prepares at least 3 kinds of cakes for the occasion. It is a quiet family gathering, which is spent eating, drinking, and discussing family matters.
4. How does a couple get married in Hungary?
People can get married either in a church or in a registry office. In the latter case, there must be 2 witnesses. Most people, however, prefer to have a church wedding too, with the bride in white attended by her bridesmaids and the bridegroom in black attended by his best men. 5. What happens at the wedding reception?
After the wedding ceremony, there is a large reception where an enormous meal is eaten. The wedding cake is cut, and toasts are drunk in whiskey or sherry. The guests are dressed in their best clothes and dance to accordion music. Old traditions, such as dancing with the bride at midnight and the bride leaving to change clothes after the dance, are still kept at most wedding parties. 6. On what other occasions do the members of the wider family meet?
The members of the wider family only meet at weddings, funerals, and christenings. Some of them may turn up around the time of your name day or birthday to say many happy returns, but most of them prefer to write cards. 7. What is the greatest family festival for you?
I think in this part of the world, Christmas is the greatest family festival for everybody. It is very solemnly celebrated with ancient customs and traditions. 8. What do we celebrate at Christmas or Easter?
A. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior of men.
B. At Easter, we celebrate his resurrection, that is, the rising of Jesus from the tomb 3 days after his crucifixion.
9. What customs and traditions do we celebrate at Christmas or Easter?
A. A week before Christmas, carol singers appear in the streets to announce the approach of the festival. They carry a Christmas crib with them and go from house to house, performing the nativity play. It relates the story of Christ's birth and the appearance of the three kings bringing presents to the Son of God. On the first and second days of Christmas, families have big meals and visit each other in the afternoons.
B. Most Easter traditions are associated with Easter Monday, when boys set out to call on their female friends and relatives and sprinkle them with perfume or water. Girls, in return, treat them to homemade cakes or some drinks and present them with eggs painted mainly red, green, or yellow. Children are also presented at Easter with either some chocolate eggs or a chocolate Easter bunny and an Easter chick.
10. What happens on Christmas Eve?
December 24th is Christmas Eve. The Christmas tree, a fir or pine, is decorated and children are given a lot of presents. Most families go to midnight service in church. 11. What is a traditional Christmas Day or Easter Sunday meal like?
A. On Christmas Day, the family gathers round the table to take part in the traditional Hungarian Christmas lunch. Two things are essential parts of this meal: stuffed cabbage and poppy seed cake. The rest of the meal is usually beef soup, followed by pork chops or turkey.
B. A typical Easter Sunday breakfast consists of ham and hard-boiled eggs. There are no set dishes that we eat for lunch at Easter. As a general rule, however, we usually have chicken soup, pork, beef, or veal cutlet followed by some dessert.
12. Do you approve of the idea of buying presents for your loved ones for Christmas?
A. Yes, definitely. There is nothing more pleasing than giving the right present to your loved ones. I admit the right present is difficult to find, but it is worth taking the trouble. What also matters is that a present must be a token of your love and appreciation.
B. No, not at all. The whole business of giving gifts to your nearest and dearest is by now fully commercialized. The shops are the only winners, as right before Christmas, people end up buying everything but the kitchen sink, things they would never buy under ordinary conditions. And if you wanted to find the right presents for everyone, it would be necessary to shop all the year round.
13. How do we celebrate New Year's Eve?
On New Year's Eve, people sit up till after midnight to see the new year in. At midnight, we sing the national anthem and drink champagne. Some people go to parties and to dances. Others watch comic shows on TV. We usually stay up until dawn. 14. How many public holidays do we have, and what do we celebrate on these days?
On March 15th, we commemorate the Hungarian Revolution and War of Independence of 1848-49. May 1st is a spring holiday when maypoles are put up in gardens. August 20th is the day of King Stephen I. On this day, we commemorate the founding of our state almost 1,000 years ago. On October 23rd, we celebrate the Declaration of the Hungarian Republic and commemorate the Revolution of 1956.